The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the season debut of This Week in Modified Country. On today's broadcast, we'll talk with Jeremy Corcoran, the new promoter of the Canandaigua Motorsports Park, and Rick Laubach, who won the season-opening 358 Modified feature at the Big Diamond Speedway. That's all coming up next on This Week in Modified Country, brought to you by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA, Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions, and the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The IndyCars return August the 14th. With 30 years' experience, Kinzer Air Filters is a trusted name in the racing industry. Their 360-degree dome positive charge air filter is the cleanest air filter on the market. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. It's easy to use and cleans with soap and water. To learn more, call Roger Kinzer at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103, or visit KinzerDirect.com. Kinzer Air Filters, made in the USA.
Hi, this is Billy Moyer. You're listening to This Week in Modified Country.
Well, welcome back, race fans, to This Week in Modified Country here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. We head up now to the Land of Legends, the new name for the track, Canandaigua Motorsports Park. And we bring in Jeremy Corcoran, the promoter. Jeremy, a pleasure to have you on This Week in Modified Country.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure being on your show, for sure.
Well, Jeremy, just at 38 years old, you are now the promoter of a track that's known as the Land of Legends. And as you take the promoter's helm with this five-year lease that you have signed, what are you going to do to maintain and take it to the next level of keeping that moniker, the Land of Legends, alive in the North Country?
Well, for starters, I just had a birthday yesterday, so now it's 39 years old.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, anyways, well, just basically, I've started over. I mean, with pretty much, you know, remodeling the place and all that. It's just, it's, you know, it can't, and not to knock Dirt Motorsports or World Racing Group or anything like that, but it can't get any worse than what it was. And they admit it, and they just, they didn't have the right people in place. And that's what, it needed change, and that's what, I'm there for. You know, we've, changed the track, you know, like I said, a lot of interviews and a lot of people talk about the track with the stones, and, I mean, they're just not rocks, they're stones. I mean, there's 5-6 inch boulders that I've, I see in the infield, laying in the infield that, was there, and they've got rid of it, and I've cut the surface quite a bit to, get rid of the rocks. You know, you have little pebbles out there, but any racetrack you go to has that. Just, it's, you know, it's been the talk of the winter with Canandaigua, you know, Speedway. Now it's Canandaigua Motorsports Park, and just to touch base with that a little bit, you know, I changed the name to Canandaigua Motorsports Park to get away from Canandaigua Speedway, because in the town of Canandaigua and the surrounding towns, you know, unfortunately, they had a bad name because things they did and didn't commit, you know, they committed to something and didn't fulfill it, and you know, we just needed to go into a sponsor or something and say, hey, Canandaigua Motorsports Park. It kind of catches the eye of, you know, geez, what's that? And then you tell them, oh, the formerly the Canandaigua Speedway. Well, you're already in the door, and they want to still throw you out, but at least they listen to you for a few minutes. You know, it's just, it starts with that and just a few other things. We've been, you know, trying to work out there all winter long, remodel and stuff, and like I touched base on, you know.
Yeah, and the winter hasn't been all that kind. Were you behind at any point, and have you been able to make up progress, and what are some of the other things that you're still looking to work on as you try to prepare for the season opener coming up on Saturday night?
Well, I'm pretty much caught up, you know, with everything. You know, this winter was brutal. But I'm a workaholic, and I at least try to go out there once, twice a week. Even if we were in a snowstorm, I'd still be able to do something inside, you know, whether it was rip something down or rip some fencing down out there, you know, because I tore down the fence that was in 3 and 4 by the pits, the little chicken wire fence and jersey or guardrail, and the railroad ties were rotted out and all that stuff, and it was not safe. So I ripped all that out, put a brand new fence up and concrete wall, and just remodeled the towers for the sponsors, and had some water leaks, and the walls were all rotted, and fixed all that, and pressure sprayed the decking that goes up into the VIP towers and all that, and painted all the handrails and painted a lot of stuff, and just gutted the whole concession stand and bought new equipment and started over. But no, we're pretty much on pace for everything. We're ready. We were ready last week. You know, there's a little things you're going to miss here and there, but as you go, we'll fine tune everything. You know, we're going to got a new concession for the pits, going to have a trailer, and guys coming from a town that I live in, Brewerton, and going to have some decent food, you know, chicken speedies and steak sandwiches and all that stuff. So it's going to be different in the pits for as far as food.
Always good to have good food at the racetrack as well. That's for sure.
Yeah, we changed the whole menu. We've got, you know, Pizza Logs is one of our major sponsors. We're selling Pizza Logs. I know they did in the past, but, you know, we're going to have specials like Bloomin' Onions, and we're bringing in Mark's Pizzeria. You know, we're going to have chicken wing night and just different things you don't see at a lot of racetracks and stuff like that. I'm kind of a unique person, and I like to do things different. Well, hey, it might not work. You know, if it doesn't work, you know, and it doesn't work, we want to try different things, you know. So it's, you know, everybody's happy. In practice, we tried something with the French fries. We got a new seasoning for the French fries, and, you know, there was probably 200, 250 people in the grandstands, which is, it's free, you know, so, but that's good because everybody wanted to see the progress of the place, of what it is. You know, I tore a lot of fencing down behind the grandstands, and just, you know, the seasoning was good, and they liked it, so the word of mouth spread, and we almost sold out of fries in practice, so that was pretty good.
That's a pretty good indicator that the French fries are pretty darn good. We're talking with Jeremy Corcoran, the new promoter of the Canandaigua Motorsports Park. Jeremy, you just touched on before, you just had a birthday, now 39. You run a fabrication shop. You've raced. What was the attraction to be able to own a track like Canandaigua?
I worked at Brewerton and Fulton Speedway for years and years, and I've always done everything there. And back when Harvey bought Fulton Speedway, I was actually a partner in that, and not a lot of people knew about it and all that, and just, you know, but that was just, you know, he still did everything. It was just like a financial things type thing, but, you know, and then I ran, you know, I didn't run everything, but I did pretty much everything there. I mean, he still ran it and owned it and all that stuff. And then, last two years, I was, up the Mohawk. I prepared the racetrack and started to run some stuff 2 years ago. But then last year I was a promoter up the Mohawk, and, you know, that's a beautiful facility. It's a multi-million dollar deal. The owners are great people. I didn't want to leave there, but, you know, it's always sat in the back of my head. I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to own my own racetrack. Someday I knew I would, and yeah, you don't own it, but you know what? You can do what you want. It's basically ownership. You know, you just, you know, at the end of the day, you still got the keys to everything, and you can say you own it, but you know, you just don't own the property. You can do what you want there and all that stuff. But, that was the main thing, is because I always wanted to do it, and Canandaigua just had so much history behind it. I mean, Bob McCready, Jack Johnson, Danny and Allen, of course, they still race. You know, it's just the history that's there. And that place, you know, it used to bring a lot of people and a lot of decent cars and all that. And I want to try to get it back to that. Yeah, I know the economy's, I don't know if it can get any worse right now, you know, with the price of fuel and all that. I mean, it probably wasn't the best year. And whether it's weather-wise or, you know, money-wise or what, to lease a racetrack, but I'm going to do it. I'm there for 5 years, and, you know, hopefully it's 5 years plus. You know, I don't want to stay there for whatever, you know, as long as I possibly can, as long as the Fair Board lets me. And they're totally behind me right now. They love what I've done to the place.
Well, that's always a good thing to have the Fair Board behind you and on your side. You mentioned Harvey. Of course, you're referring to Harvey Fink, your father-in-law. What lessons did you learn from Harvey that you're able to take and make successful not only at Mohawk, but now will be able to translate to Canandaigua Motorsports Park?
A lot of things. Just, you know, a way to run stuff. And, you know, he's Brewerton was probably one of the most premier tracks in the Northeast, you know, when he owned them, you know. And it's just, you listen to him, and, you do this. And, yeah, and you know what, truthfully, I called him up quite a bit this winter to help me with this and help me with that, you know. And the perception is, you know, he's got a part ownership in this. He's got nothing in this. I married his daughter. I didn't marry him. That was everybody. When I first was interested in it, oh, you know, I'm just the front guy. Harvey's the money man. You know, I work 16, 18 hours a day in my fabrication shop, and I can make a decent money doing that. You know, and now it's just try to do it at the racetrack, you know. I learned a lot from him, for sure, just how to do things and, you know, do this. And some things I've done out there he doesn't agree with, you know, but it's, I want to be different. I want to try different things, and, you know, it seems to work now, you know, so we'll see what happens when we open up, if we ever do. You know, this weather's terrible.
Oh, it is. I think we need to fire Punxsutawney Phil. He promises to know he's spring, but I don't think he had snow, wind, rain, severe thunderstorms all in mind. I know down in central Pennsylvania, they've already lost, between some of the sprint car tracks, 11 events already. And we're not even into the first quarter of the year for racing. So it's been a tough deal. Speaking of tough deal, we pass along our sympathies. Last October, your mom passed away, Jan, and, of course, you were going to have the Jan Cochran Memorial on last Saturday. I understand it's coming up this Saturday. What happens if racing gets rained out on Saturday? When is that memorial race going to be held then?
That is actually, if it doesn't happen this Saturday, I was going to keep pushing it to have it as the opener, but we need to get in our weekly program. So I talked to Joe Scott Nicky today. And he's okayed it. We are actually going to make that the big block dirt car race that I have. The 50 lapper is now going to become the Jan Corker Memorial 64 lap race. We're going to pay a little bit more money than the normal, you know, the 50 lap purse that we have now. We're not going to pay the full shot, but working on some different things. But that's the date. That's when it's going to be, and you know, it'll be good because, you know, this weekend. Without the late models racing and a couple other tracks on Saturday night's not open yet. I mean, the place was going to have some phenomenal drivers there, that were going to show up, you know, so, none of them really committed 100% to me, so I can't use their names, but, it'd be an excellent field of cars if we do race Saturday night. So we'll see if they all show up. You know, you just can't, without a commitment, you can't advertise and mention their names, because then you get into that. Well, you told me he was coming and didn't, you know, so.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of names, guys like Matt Shepard, Steve Payne, Danny Johnson, they've run there. Canandaigua, are you expecting those guys to be part of the regular field? And who are some of the other drivers that fans can anticipate seeing on a Saturday night at Canandaigua Motorsports Park?
Steve Payne's going to come back and, you know, run for the title again. Danny's committed. He just committed this past week with his owners and all that, so that's good now. Matt Shepard's going to be there. I know Alan Johnson's going to come. He's not going to be a weekly deal. He's going to be in and out. Charlie Donk, let's see, Derek Pozziadlo. You know, a lot of the guys that raced there last year coming back, and we're going to get some other guys. You know, Dale Plank might race there occasionally. He's got a late model. He's going to do some late model racing. So, you know, it's just Tim Currier, Vinny Vitale, you know, some of the big block guys and the small block guys. I don't even know that raced there last year, and I apologize. I mean, I didn't go to Canandaigua that last year. We're going to just have a decent field of cars. I know that. The way it sounds, we're going to have a full field of cars in every division. I know the street stock and the pure stock class was low on cars, but I don't think that's going to be a problem this year.
And at the end of this season, Jeremy, what kind of goals do you have set for yourself, and where would you like to see the track when the season comes to an end later in 2011?
Hopefully we just had a great year. I mean, just my family's behind me 100%. My son, 20, he goes out there. He's going to college now. He gets out of school, and he comes out there and works. And, you know, I just want to pay the bills. You know, I'm not looking to get rich off it or anything like that. And probably all the money that I make is going to go back into the place. And just there's some more things I want to do. I got to work out with the fair board and stuff like that. But I want to see the place, you know, have nice towers, more towers. You know, I want to keep every year maybe add a tower or two if we possibly can. You know, just more lighting, you know, put some more lighting up during the year and just, you know, hey, it's, you know, it's tough to say. If we get, say, 1,000 people or 1,200 people on average, it'd be great. You know what I mean? That's a high expectation for fan base, but you just don't know, you know. Everybody's talked about it. You know, I use this example. Last week there was an article in the Daily Messenger in Canandaigua that a guy had called me and says, hey, I'm interested in getting some season passes. What do I have to do? I said, well, not to be blunt, but just send me a check. You know, I'll send the passes right out. That's very much due for everybody. Oh, okay. He says, but I want to get a reserved seat. I've never got one before. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, are you new to Canandaigua? I know you said you came a few times, but are you new to, you know, going every week? He says, no. I've been going there for 28 years, I think. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, why do you want to get a reserved seat now? What sparks your interest to do that? He goes, well, from what I've been hearing and talking to people and all that, we're going to have a hard time finding a seat in Canandaigua on a Saturday night. You know, and that makes you feel good that people are talking about it. You know, you need that in the area because everybody talked about it last year and previous years, but it was talked about, hey, stay away from Canandaigua because it's dangerous, you know, and now it's not. We got to get that perception gone, you know, and I think I've done that because the track was real nice Saturday for our practice, a little dusty at first, but I went out and watered it and turned it right around and made it nice. You know, you can always add water, but you can't take it off, you know, so that's why I did that. So, but that's where I'm at the end of the year.
Well, let's hope Mother Nature decides not to put any more water on the tracks for you over on the weekend so you can have your mom's memorial. If not, I'm sure at some point, somewhere down the road, this weather pattern has to break. And maybe with the cost of the rising price in gas, it may be a blessing in disguise so that later on when you have your big block race for the Dirt Car Super Series on June 14th and other events throughout the year, you have some great crowds. And Jeremy, we want to thank you for taking time out to join us here on This Week in Modified Country. Wish you and your family all the best of luck as the new promoters of Canandaigua Motorsports Park.
I appreciate it. It was nice being on the show, and hopefully we'll do it more often during the year, you know, with our updates and stuff.
Yeah, we'll check back with you during the year, and also we know one of your right-hand mans, Tom Skabinski, will always keep us up to date as to what's happening at Canandaigua Motorsports Park. Jeremy Corcoran, the promoter of Canandaigua Motorsports Park, joining us here on This Week in Modified Country. We'll take a break and be back with more of our show right after this.
The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Hi, this is Jeff Allum, the voice of Bridgeport Speedway, and you're listening to This Week in Modified Country.
And welcome back to This Week in Modified Country. We're here with the Big Diamond Raceway, Big Diamond Speedway opening night winner, Rick Laubach. And Rick, what a great way to start off your week, not only with the win, but the birth of your first child is happening this week. You got to be pretty excited right now.
Yeah, I mean, I was joking around with Beth. It was kind of fun to get a picture with Matthew before he was born, and then hopefully I can win a race now down the road when he's around and get a picture of him with him there, and we can show him what he was before and after. But it was fun. I mean, it helped out starting. The track was a little new today, so starting up front didn't hurt, but it sure wasn't easy with, you know, Hendricks in and then Von Doren and Strunke and all them right there. But, I mean, this program that we have is the real deal. I mean, it's my number 7 car. We won the Tri-Track Championship. We won 7 races last year. We usually run good everywhere we go with, you know, Gary and Lori's car. And then with Bert, with him and Jason splitting, and he really didn't have nothing going on. And I said, well, I didn't have nothing going on when Johnny left me. So Gary said, why don't we ask Bert about getting that motor and helping out with some sponsors, and we'll run up a diamond. And I said, you would do that? Because we do have two number seven cars. And he goes, yeah, well, the way the races are this year, it doesn't seem to be a lot of big block racing, so we'll just keep the one car for the big block, and then we'll, you know, make the one car a small block. And I said, all right. So we asked him, and he didn't really want to come here because he always ran Grandview and lives close. But I said, you know, I just hoped he would do it, and he did. And I knew it was going to pay off because I knew that he has good motors, and I know our equipment. I mean, it's in our shop. It's not a hand-me-down car. It's all new stuff. You know what I mean? We know what we have, and us guys work on it, and the guys that we drive for are fun. I mean, it's fun at the shop. I wish everybody could experience it, the way we laugh and joke around. And they know there's going to be nights we're going to suck, but that's just how it is, and that's why it's fun to race with these guys.
Now, speaking of fun, it looked like it was a little bit fun at times out in the track. You had a number of late race cautions. You had Jeff drunk on you. But you also had a little come together with you and Wade Hendrickson on the front stretch. You about lost it there. How did you save it, and what happened?
I mean, in all reality, I don't know what his problem is. I mean, he lost his home track, and now he's going to, you know, don't really have nowhere to run where he thinks he's going to have success. But the way he's driving like that, he's not going to have success because he's going to get no respect from anybody. And in all reality, I kind of expected him to do something like that, and that's why it was easier for me to quick correct. But if he wants to start doing that, we got a bunch of cars home in the shop, too. You know, we can be jerks and race. I mean, I don't have problems racing with Dwayne, Craig, Keith, anybody here. I mean, I'm not trying to unname anyone. And this is his first year, and he's going to start racing like that. I don't think so, you know.
Especially at the speed you guys get here, even in the small blocks on the front stretch, that could have been pretty disastrous here on opening night.
Yeah, that definitely would have been disastrous for our car, and it probably would have been pretty disastrous for him and his guys when we got back here.
We're talking with Rick Laubach, the opening night winner here at the Big Diamond Speedway. And late in the race, you know Jeff Strunk's there. I know you can see the scoreboard. You know a couple of the other guys are there. You get in the lap traffic. What were you thinking there late in the race as you were weaving your way through lap traffic with just a few laps to go?
Well, it was funny. I mean, I got in the car before the race, and the one guy on my crew goes, it's a 30-lapper tonight. And I'm like, oh. So he put a little more gas in. And then I was watching the flag, man. I'm like, I see the scoreboard. I'm like, 28. Where the hell's the two to go? Then I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. This must be a 35-lapper. And I know the track conditions. And I mean, they said I had a comfortable lead, but you don't know that racing. And I just kind of slowed my pace down that I just caught lap traffic at the last lap, you know what I mean? And so I didn't have to do anything fancy. I didn't feel any pressure the whole day, so I didn't feel like anybody was going to do anything. So I just slowed down and made sure I kept steady, you know.
And speaking of the track, and no disrespect meant to anybody here, but you know Buddy Beaver very well. You know what those guys did here at the track the last several years. Fritz and the gang come back in this year. Track conditions changed a bit with a different type of clay being put down. Can you tell a difference just from a car feel and the driver feel from last year's surface? Even this is opening day, but can you tell a difference here on opening day?
I mean, it's not really. I mean, it's different dirt, but you can just tell that this will be good once they get it going. I mean, it's the opening day, and they had a lot of rain and stuff and new clay, and I know how bad New Egypt was, and took them a little bit, and they got it in shape, and this really was in shape. It's just a little powdery, but I can understand that they don't want to overwet it yet. But I think this is going to be real good racing up here this year. I mean, Fritz and whoever's running this place, they could be standing next to me. I don't even know who they are, but I'm glad they're open to track up so we can all come race. And I think it's going to be a little bit better than last year, actually.
Rick, if you would, last question. So far through this portion of the year, assess so far how the year has gone for you guys and what all the plans are for the rest of the 2011 season.
Well, I mean, down in Florida, we got a fifth the last night. We had two flat tires, and actually we started out in New Egypt. Sealands Grove, we had some trouble. We ended up sixth in the big blocks. The small blocks, I actually got disqualified for a carburetor that I didn't know about. I mean, it's kind of a year of unknowns with what we've been doing, but we got fourth at New Egypt, fifth at New Egypt, and everybody's looking like, man, we're not doing good this year. I'm like, guys, we're starting in the back and coming forward. I mean, we might not be the dominant car, but we're definitely no junker out there. And I knew coming here, we went to Grandview, and we started in the back and came through, and we're racing with Strunke and Von Dorn. I mean, that was really a lot of fun racing with them guys there. And I know we have a good car, so coming here, it's just a matter of how it is. The fields today anymore, there's really anybody can win any given night, so I'm just glad we had a good starting spot, and then, you know, once we get racing, I know them guys aren't going to do anything shady, and it's, you know, it's how it is.
Rick Laubach joining us here on This Week in Modified Country. Again, Rick, congratulations, and congratulations on the impending birth of your son, Matthew.
Yeah, that's going to be real fun. I mean, I don't really know what to expect, but Wednesday around noon, he's supposed to be born. We're going to have a C-section. So we're going to go back in tomorrow, get these cars ready so I can stay in the hospital with Beth from Wednesday to Saturday, and then we'll start racing again in New Egypt. So it's going to be a new experience, I'm sure.
That's Rick Laubach, our opening day winner here at the Big Diamond Speedway. We'll be back with more This Week in Modified Country right after this.
Thanks.
The snow on the track is melting, Charlie. It won't be long now. The NASCAR boys will be back.
You're right, Pete. I can hear the engines now.
Tony Stewart, he wants the second spot. Kurt Busch would like it as well.
Winter's over at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and it's time to get your race face on. Earnhardt, Johnson, Hamlin, Stewart, and Busch are ready to go the extra mile in the Lennox Industrial Tools 301, July 14th through the 17th. All for the right to raise the Loudon Lobster. Let's get this party started. Great weekend racing, camping, entertainment, and fast friends all weekend long at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
It ain't over till the big gal sings, and she hasn't even begun to warm up the vocal cords yet.
Sunday tickets start at just $39. Go to NHMS.com or call 603-783-4931. It's your Speedway, New England. Now, let's go racing.
Welcome back, race fans, to This Week in Modified Country here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Special thanks to this week's guests, Jeremy Corcoran from the Canandaigua Motorsports Park and Rick Laubach. Now, each and every Thursday, we'll be on at noon Eastern. That's our normal time, bringing you news and information from the world of Northeast-style modified racing, covering big blocks, 358 modifieds, and sportsman modifieds here in the Northeast, Canada, and in Australia. A happy Passover to you and a happy Easter to you as well. We'll talk to you again next Thursday, April the 28th at noon here on the Dirt Track Channel with another edition of This Week in Modified Country. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm your host, Sean Wood. So long, everybody. This Week in Modified Country brought to you by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. And the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The IndyCars return August the 14th.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.